Willie Mo Jr., the all-new Willie Mo Jr. Show. We're keeping it 100 right now. So many people across the country are buzzing about decisions from different artists who choose to say, hey, man, I'm going to go to this inaugural ball and be a part of it. And other people said, you know what? That's just not what I want to do. One particular person who I have on the line with me right now, he said, well, listen, I'm not going. That's my choice. I don't feel like I'm called to this. And his name is Jonathan McReynolds, and he's on the line with me right now. What's going on, Jonathan?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Man, doing amazing. You know, just glad to have you on the line. In the studio is Tim Bowman Jr. Jermaine Dolly's in the house, man. And we've been discussing, you know, the decisions that many people are making to, i.e. support Trump in his endeavor at the inaugural ball, and other people saying no. And I want to know your decision and why you chose not to go.
Yeah, man, you know what's crazy? When it was kind of a hypothetical question, you know, I had about 12 hours where it was just presented to me that an invitation might come. It was really easy, you know, to kind of say, nah, this is what I'm going to do. When that thing actually happens and you get the official invitation, that's when your spirit, that's even when your flesh really starts to talk louder. And, you know, we really had to, me and Travis, you know, we're on different sides of the coin, I guess, on this one. But, you know, we're brothers and we talked about it together. And at the end of the day, he believes he was called to this opportunity, and I don't. You know, I believe, you know, I talk to God. I talk to the Bible. I've never read the scriptures so much about what we're supposed to do as Christians than I have in the past week or so. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, it's not necessarily wrong for anyone to go and support an office. I just don't think it was for me. You know, I don't know if y'all want me to preach. I don't know how much time I got. But if you would open your Bibles up
to Shabbat. No, I
don't feel a thing. I don't feel a thing.
I felt something,
dry
Jonathan.
As a potter's house on this line right now.
Oh, Shabbat.
If Dolly has he has a Bible. Tim Bowman, I don't know so much.
Oh, Shabbat.
Yeah, see?
What is that?
But seriously, like, this is what really kind of confirmed it for me. In Acts 15, Paul and Barnabas, these are ministry partners. These are people that, you know, work together and have done great, amazing things together. At some point, they wanted to move to the next stage of what they wanted to do. And Barnabas said, hey, let's bring down Mark. And Paul was like, I don't know, man. You know, he deserted us earlier. He dishonored what we were doing. He left what we were doing. I don't feel like he's best to be included in this journey. And it turns out, Barnabas went and took John Mark. Paul went and took Silas. Barnabas was called to John Mark. Travis is called to this inaugural ball, and I'm so proud of how he's represented himself, whether it's TMZ or Willie Moore Jr. Show. He was called to this particular opportunity. Me, Paul, I was not. You know, and so, and at the end of the day, it doesn't come to a disagreement in doctrine or who God is or who we are, but it comes to a judgment call based on your ministry, your assignment, your unique assignment. And while me and Travis overlap in some areas, we definitely have unique assignment. And so I'm just really grateful, and I hope the church can see that there's not always a universal yes or no to judgment calls. It's all based on who you are and what God has called you to do individually.
Hey, man, listen, I think that's amazing. You know, the funny thing is being able to have a personal relationship with all of the newer gospel artists. I just think it's amazing that at one time we were discussing if radio was going to play a song or not. And now we have the liberty of choosing if we're going to the White House or not. And I think that's the blessing of it all, that God would allow kingdom people to have so much influence in the earth that we get a chance to make decisions like, you know what, I don't think I'm going to do it, or I am going to do it. And that just shows the power of our God. And so for people across the country who have an opinion on you know, I'm with Jonathan because he didn't go, and I'm not with Travis because he did go, or vice versa, I thank you that you cleared everything up. One last question, and I got to ask this. If you were to go, if you would have went, would you have been able to do life music, would you have to do a rendition of somebody else's song?
Yeah, actually, we were all me, Travis Crissett and Ty Trigger were all invited. What they wanted was a recreation of what we did on BT Celebration of Gospel, where we all sang intentional. We kind of put our own little swag to it. And that's what they wanted. So, you know, honestly, it wasn't necessarily, they weren't necessarily calling on even my individual music ministry. You know, they were thinking this is a act that we want to happen at this party we're about to throw. And so, you know, that really was not, I didn't see that God made that as a opportunity for me to minister. But I do see why Travis believed that it was an opportunity for him to minister. And I really I'm trusting him. He's my big brother, and I'm trusting his Holy Ghost just as he's trusting mine.
That's good.
He made the right decision for him.
Did any of the other artists, Ty Tribbett or Chrisette, did anybody else say okay or nay?
I believe Chrisette is going. I haven't heard about Ty. But again, you know, Chrisette wants to go, and she wants to, you know, add a little bit of love to an, you know, otherwise, you know, maybe dark situation to some people. And she knows the backlash that may come to her. I think she's trending right now on Twitter.
Wow.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we can't be too concerned about backlash at all. That's not what we're called to. The world always is supposed to hate us. They hated Jesus. They're going to hate us too.
Well, listen, Jonathan, I know you, the voice of gospel music. Your voice is amazing. But, boy, when you ever want to run for anything, you got my vote. Because all parties feel love. You stand strong in your convictions. And I'm just glad to know you, buddy. Real talk.
Willie Moore, Jonathan McReynolds, and Tim Bowman, 2020.
You heard it here first.
They should box for $5 million.
The only way I'm running with him is if I'm leading the ticket. So you gonna be my vice president? Let's go, McReynolds. Bowman, McReynolds.
That's your problem. That's why you never do more than BT.
But no, can I say this though, real quick? Shout out to you, McReynolds, and Travis, and Ty, and Chrisette for really repping this generation the way y'all have. And like I said, Willie said what he said. I don't take serving with all of y'all for granted, and man, I love y'all genuinely.
Love you too, bro.
Jonathan, listen, man, thank you for your time, bro. I got you whatever you need. We winning.
Hi, sir.
When we come back, family, Dwight Stone has a mix. He's going to be on the ones and twos. Mama, those are turntables. It's the Willie Mo Jr. Show. Flat out.